What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip of our show, Guys, We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. On this episode, we interview comedian Shane Torres. And we talk about so many things.
All kinds of
You're
dicks.
You're not even going to believe it.
Nipples.
He has one, we think.
Buttholes.
We're
it's a common denominator.
And Luminary is available via the iTunes app now for full episodes of Guys We Fucked. You're going to subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts by going to apple.co/GWF. That's apple.co/GWF.
Where are you in terms of like a woman's pleasure and how much do you care about it? Like some I've dated guys that are obsessed with a woman coming first, or like truly, or a guy that's just like,
well, it's always important to me that it happens for them, but like I can't act like
thanks,
yeah, no, but like I can't act like I haven't popped before they've popped yet,
right?
Yeah, so like you know, then I just finish them off however they want to be finished, whether my mouth or my finger. Or I,
tell me more. That's well, I actually prefer that because
like, I mean, like if I come first, then and they don't get off,
yeah,
you know, you like I'm just like, work. Okay, give me like 2 seconds, and I'm gonna like
2 seconds.
Well, whatever, yeah, you know, maybe, like yeah, yeah like this
not, let this me rest is, my eyes.
Yeah, just let me rest my eyes for about 8 hours.
I am not envious of straight men or gay women in that I don't know how to. A vagina is just so different than every other vagina. Like vaginas are just so unique. And you don't know.
I mean,
you're
I
getting.
Think you guys think that, but not as unique as you think they are.
Really?
No.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
I
like,
do
I mean,
too,
they
but
are, but they're not like, it's not like one's a Maserati and one's a Honda Civic. You know, like, there's still
that's
the.
That's not
the,
what I was told.
I mean,
that was just someone trying to make you feel special.
Yeah. I ain't getting I'm getting plenty of complaints. No, I mean, like, it's not like it's impossible to figure one out. If you can figure one out, you can kind of figure out the other ones. You just, I think you need to, like, take your time. I'm not saying it's like.
Well, I didn't
natural,
even know.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's like, just pay attention to what you're doing and you'll get there eventually. I'm not saying it comes. I think that's what I think, really.
Right.
You know, like if she twitches her hip a little bit when I go down on her, that's probably a good sign. You know, like, yeah.
It's the same as when you're trying to pet a dog and you need to find out where the spot's going to make their legs shake.
Exactly like that.
Exactly.
And I will never make that comparison
Thank
myself.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's what I think, you know, and
yeah, you read their body language.
You know, also for sure have come up snake eyes on some lovers.
Come up snake eyes on some lovers. What do you do?
Cracked out.
What do you mean you can't make her come?
Yeah, or like if I've hooked up with someone and then just like, you know, like it's been like a sloppy mess and you're just like you know, y'all just wipe each other's faces off and
and pretend it
like,
never
this
happened.
Is just like, well, you're just like, well, this was clearly a thing we thought was a good idea and it's kind of like wasn't, you know, like like biodiesel or
like the whole like the whole
the pipeline
hooking up in general wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, like it's more like, you know, when you okay, put it this way, I'll tell you a story. You dance around somebody for a while, like you kind of like each other, but the timing never works.
Sure,
up.
Yeah, and you're like, this is flirty.
But neither one
game.
Of you ever makes the move at the right time or the hard move.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Or you're not available.
And then
the
you finally, whatever, you have too many Aperol spritzes, and you. You're like, what
nice
are we
drink choice. Exactly. Yeah, what are you describing, Corinne?
I got
yeah.
hooked on those.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Try them.
It's a 40-year-old divorcee drink.
Nice.
Or a 39-year-old man loves to have a cocktail.
Nope, okay.
No. See, here's the thing. When we go out
you're
of
wrong.
Our range, when we go out of our space, we are criticized.
I'm spiraling
it's
and I'm trying
you're
to
a
fuck
woman.
The pool
see,
boy.
Even you did it. Now you're an unhappy woman because you didn't have a Bud Light.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay, so then you're dancing around someone, you drink Aperol spritzes,
and you're like, let's finally get, or you know, like, what do you make? They're like, okay, and then
let's
you're like,
finally get it over with.
Is well, like, finally, like, you know,
some,
like
some of the sex I've had is get it over with.
Yeah,
sex.
Let's just see, like, are we gonna? And then I think when in those situations, I have come up short because you're like, you're trying to live up to something that's been built up too long, like
yes,
too long, you know, and they're like. You're like, well, they liked me or flirted with me all these years because maybe they thought I would. I don't know how much they thought about sex with me. So, like, how weird can my thing be?
Right. Well, it seems like you know, the like, will you know, we like, or won't we is more appealing, enticing than the actual sex.
Yes.
Well, if you wait too long, I think there's a point, like, when it gets hot, like, leading up to it. But then, yes, there's a point at which you pass it and then it will never live up to the expectation.
And I think it's also, like, kind of that thing of, like, it's easier when you're like, this person and I are going to fuck. Like, because you're just like, let's just kind of be raw about it and fingers end up where they may.
Have you ever said, like, we're going to fuck, and then the person was like, no, you read that wrong?
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah, wow.
No. I, like, I've made moves, and people have been like, it's not like that, but never, like, a move so hard, like...
Yeah, you're pretty in tune with people.
Yeah, so like, why are the cops had to be called?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, what? It came over. She bought me a Mars bar. What was I supposed to think?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's always fun. Have you ever had somebody, like, what to you is good in bed? And what's like, you is bad?
I mean,
can
you elaborate? What do you mean?
Like, just like I look back at my sexual history and my partners, and I could very quickly identify what like the top experience and then the lowest experience, and I'm like, and why? Like they were good, like
okay.
You know. And for me, it was the guy's enthusiasm and curiosity and openness, like willingness to kind of do anything. Actually, I've never encountered that kind of attitude with a guy in sex before. In this particular
instance, where he'll just go wherever you want to be led.
Yeah, and it feels like, ooh, there's possibilities here versus there's these clear walls.
First cafeteria menu of sex, right. Which is just like, we'll have potatoes.
Yeah,
meat,
like to you, what constitutes good sex and bad sex in a female part?
That's good.
The cop showing up?
Yeah. That's a good question. I guess, like, it depends on the person to me, like, but... You know, I like build. You like if you're like, so I was seeing the woman I'm dating. She doesn't live in town, and mm-hmm. I was seeing her. So like, there was a build, and it's like she was like, I'm gonna come home from work, and you'll be in my place. I'll let you into my place, and because she didn't have anybody to leave a key with. And I said, great. And I knew that meant like, oh, I'm going to fuck her on her lunch break. Yeah. You know,
she
like,
pick up on those cues.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, that's also like, so like a build in that way constitutes good sex. Yeah. So it's like, and then, I don't know if this is a weird thing to say, but like less,
teeth
for sure. That I did have an ex that was just like, Jesus Christ. Oh,
you were in a full-on relationship
the whole
with
time?
Someone who had too much teeth
in the blowjob, I'm assuming, is what we're talking about.
Yeah. No, in the vagina.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Did
the
you
vagina
tell her?
Detata. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Teeth? Yeah.
Yes.
You're a whore. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah, you're a whore.
No, he said horror with a Texas accent.
No. I meant both. I like you know what I like is like the second or third time you sleep or fuck somebody, they keep surprising you know, like there's a little more to them, like they don't bust out all their moves on the first.
Yeah, very
valuable. Like, this is fucking like, why are, it's kind of like
you can't reveal the full hand.
Yeah, because like sometimes it's like, what if it's like watching Eddie Van Halen play a guitar solo or something. You're like, this is too much for anyone.
Yeah, right. This isn't even fun anymore.
Flip me and, you know, like, and all this kind of
it
stuff.
It also shows like a lack of boundaries and
a lack of patience.
Yeah, and just
That's what I don't like. It's just like, let me enjoy. Yes, that's a lack of patience is a good way to put it, I think, because sometimes like I'm still trying. If something's not working right away, that doesn't mean it won't work. You know, like you kind of have to find
Also, the big thing about fucking somebody for the first time is you're fucking them for the first time. There don't need to be any tricks, right?
No, you need to like bring it a little bit, but like no trick. You can just be like solid effort. You know, like
I just haven't had sex in so long. I'm like, what is it even? What even happens?
Oh.
I don't even know the rhythm. It's interesting. Well, no, it's not bad.
It'll come back to you, though.
Yeah. Because I had it once in like the span of a year and a half, but it was so quick and over with quickly that I don't even count it. But like, the rhythm of sex is a nice
thing
and
that
to
gets
enjoy.
Better. So yeah, I get. But like, what constitutes good sex is like new stuff. If it's with the same person over like a period of time or sessions, it's not therapy.
Or is it? I don't know, Shane. You tell me.
For me, it is certainly not. it is a mechanical need that's in my DNA.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. It's a real treat. Yeah. It's a proven method.
Prince and princess story over here.
My team likes sex.
Yeah, I think. No.
Well, I think that's interesting, though, because...
Well, some people don't like sex. Yeah.
Well, I think it's, like, this thing that we all are... We're kind of, like, told that we, like, have to love, and it has to be, like, one of the most visceral needs and important things in our life. And so that if you don't feel that way, you feel like there's something wrong with you. But some people just don't like sex as much as other people, and that's totally fine. You just have to find a partner that matches up to that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, someone's feelings are going to get hurt.
Well, like, I think... The woman I'm seeing now, it took, we were friends for years and then we finally just started dating.
Oh, one of those. Those are so
but
nice.
Like not close friends, just kind of talk here and there friends. We always like
did you always have like a thing for her?
I wouldn't say I've always had a thing for her. I always thought she was really cute and stuff and we became friends, you know, but like it wasn't like, she wasn't on my list of like, I'm going to try and move it this way. You know what I mean? Like, it was
do you
like,
have such a list of people who you're trying to move that way? You
hard,
can say yes. I do.
I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know if I would call
a
it
list?
A list. A list,
not but, like written down, but mentally.
Wow. I mean, there are people I've thought that about. Yeah, that you're like, oh, that
yeah,
would
like
be
number one on the list. Dave Attell for years before I was a comedian.
Interesting.
Doable. Doable. Interesting. Achievable.
Achievable. Yeah. 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 No. So I guess like with somebody I'm dating, I like for it to change and be interesting, you know. But like then. If it's just somebody who I might hook up once or twice, like, let's just go. Like, let's just go hard. Yeah, yeah. Like, let's just be like, you know, like.
YOLO sex.
Yeah. Like, really. Yeah. Thank you. That's a good way to put it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like.
You could be a disgusting just, like, pig in a great way. Yeah, and then like, we'll and never then, talk like, about it again.
This sounds like way more crass than if I mean it to. But like, if you don't think you're going to hear the phrase, don't do that. Then
that's I know what
like,
you mean.
Yeah, like you want it to be unbridled.
That's yeah, what. Yeah, that's yeah. what. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier about
so
like
I slap
yeah.
someone's ass.
Yeah,
it's not like the it first really, time or like yeah. the only time you're gonna have sex with them. They're gonna be oh yeah, that's fine. You know, like
yeah, it's interesting.
As
like
opposed
these...
to someone you might have sex with again and again, like or like go further down a road within just sex. You know, yeah. just right. be like oh he punched my butthole once or
ooh,
whatever.
Ooh, ouchies.
I don't know. You're know, going for the punched? Joke. Have I read my butthole? No.
Have you ever had it fingered?
Just my own.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Wow, I'm really
wait.
Proud of you.
Yeah. So, wow. You masturbate with
I
your finger
you
in
so
your mouth?
No, no, not sexually. Just you. I was like, just being a disgusting, oh. like 15-year-old.
Wow, yeah. Shane, I was really excited.
Yeah,
because
I was like, Christina's reading this with rose-colored glasses on.
Yeah.
And I was like, it seems more like you had toilet paper on your finger and you need to get like a poop out or something.
It's more of a medical than
live
sexual
in a world
move,
where
I guess.
Men finger their own buttholes and they're unapologetic about it.
I whatever floats your boat, but I guess it's not, I don't think...
How do you here's know if it floats your boat if you never tried
yeah, it's
it?
It's true.
You never tried
that's
to be on the boat.
That's true, but...
This is my mission
here's
in
the
life.
Thing. I don't think it floats my boat because no partner that I have had sex with has ever wanted to try and float my boat that way.
So that doesn't mean that it doesn't float your boat. It just means you have not encountered anybody who wanted to be on that boat with you.
Yeah, but that makes me, in my head, be like, well,
is
no
my boat
one wants
got a
to
hole
do
in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what's
right.
wrong with my boat?
Well, I will think... Right. My bony repairs. I do think it's a newer phenomenon.
My boat
phenomena.
Jammed up the Suez Canal for 5 days.
Well, I mean, when we started Guys We Fucked, I was dating the same person for a long time, and I kind of discovered the asshole in the middle of the podcast, the male asshole, and how it's got all of these amazing things up inside it that you can make a guy come in a way that is beyond just coming through your dick. And I got to say, after I broke up with the ex and I tried it in the real world, I was like, this is the boat I want to be on.
Really?
Yeah.
So for you, like doing it to a guy.
Yeah.
Just got your motor all revved
yeah.
up.
Yeah. It's when a man
was
describes,
it easier for you to get off after you got a guy off that way?
Yeah. So I've always heard guys like my one long term partner was really got off on the girl getting off, which, ugh, there's just aces. That's always going to be a fun combo.
That is always a way to get off. Though.
Oh,
like,
my
yeah,
God.
Like, I mean,
and
I
admire
that's not
that.
The only way I do it, but that does work for me. Like,
right. And
like
I
if someone sits
beautiful.
On my face and then it's, you know.
Yeah, and they're coming real hard. That's
yeah,
going to get you
great.
Turned on.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
like, yeah.
Totally. And so I always knew of that concept with regards to straight men towards straight women, but I've never felt it as a straight woman. And then when I milked a guy's prostate for the first time, which I know that phrase sounds more involved than it is, it's just ramming your finger up a guy's asshole. But, you know, in a
yeah,
dexterous
way. Yeah, that's why it's
way.
Not going to happen.
I was like, maybe not ramming.
Not ramming, but
that's
like...
That's a nice bit of poetry you threw up there.
When you build up... We hope you enjoyed this clip with stand-up comedian Shane Torres. If you want to hear the rest of the conversation, head on over to apple.co/GWF. Again, that is apple.co/GWF.